Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Been talking and praying this week about our need to remember. And obviously, as we approach Resurrection Sunday, we are reminded more often than before, most days, to remember the resurrection of Jesus, something we ought to remember every day. His death, burial, and resurrection, the good news that God came to us and provided a way for us to be with Him. But throughout Scripture, we're reminded about our short-term memory issues, and about our long-term memory issues, and about our need to remember various things. From the early days of the Old Testament through the end of Revelation, God has been calling His people to remember, because He knows we're forgetful. And so each day this week, a weekday, we've been talking and praying about something the Bible says that, well, we ought to remember. And today we're going to spend some time discussing remembering your victories. And in reality, the title probably ought to be more Remember God's Victories. But really dealing with the victories you have experienced, the victories you have witnessed that have come at God's hand. Because sometimes in the midst of life, in the midst of daily struggles, in the midst of weariness, we forget. And we think there's no hope, there's no way out. Hebrews 10, verse 32 says, "Remember those earlier days after you had received the light, when you stood your ground in a great contest in the face of suffering." The writer of Hebrews talks about the great high priest we have, the one that has come from God to make things right between us and God. And in the midst of this conversation, at the end, near the end of chapter 10, if you're familiar with the book of Hebrews, you may recognize or understand that right after this, Hebrews 11, we enter into what's often referred to the Hall of Faith. Reminders of individuals who stood in the midst of great opposition, in the midst of great persecution, in the midst of martyrdom even, and remained faithful to Jesus, remained faithful to God, remained faithful to the conviction of God in their life. And when we find ourselves being tested, when we find ourselves facing opposition, when we find ourselves overwhelmed with weariness, it's easy to forget that it hasn't always been this way. And so the Scripture reminds us to think of those times when we first encountered the light, when we first encountered Jesus. Now, for the audience here, this was their shining moment as the light of Jesus was evident through God's Spirit in great and miraculous ways. And they would stand with those who were being persecuted, they would stand as they were being persecuted, as they were suffering, as others were suffering. And the unity that they experienced and that they expressed helped them to endure, to overcome, to reach the point where they've forgotten that their current struggles are not all that unique. Their current struggles are not something entirely new. We live in a time, and always have been a time, because it's a time that's in our mind, where the good old days always seem so much better, because our mind has filtered out the parts that, well, weren't so good, the parts that were a great struggle, the parts that, well, we would complain about today if they were to happen. And we also have that difficulty because we don't remember the hardship, that we don't remember the victory. I remember the first house that my wife and I lived in after we were married. It was affordable, and that's about all you could say for it. But it was home. In the winter, there'd be snow drifts in the bedroom where the wind would drive the snow through the gaps in the walls, where the walls met the floor. But it was home, and we survived. And we had a great start. And God provided a more airtight home. And I think sometimes we, as we go through it, we realize the hardships of life that God has brought us through. But then when the next hardship comes, we get kind of bewildered. Wonder how in the world will we get through this? It's our nature. It's not something that I'm condemning or knocking. It was the nature of the Hebrew people. It's the nature of our flesh. We worry. And some worry more than others, but we all have various levels of concern over things that, well, we ought to be concerned about. The difficulty is that we also need to remember that God's still in control. And sometimes we do find ourselves in struggles and problems that are bigger than anything we've ever faced before. Many times what we find ourselves in are not nearly as significant as the other things that God has brought us through. But regardless of the size and the scope, it's in that remembering the victories that we have great hope. Paul would write, and he says that he's concluded that his present sufferings, and if you go back and read the history of the Apostle Paul, even some of the times where he would outline the highlights or lowlights, however you want to look at it, of his life and what he endured as an apostle, as a messenger of Jesus, they were incredibly harsh. And yet he would write and say that his conclusion is that his light and momentary sufferings are nothing compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ. It's in remembering what's been accomplished on the cross. It's been in remembering the victories that we have when we came to Christ and realized that our sins were forgiven. That we can look at the present day, we can even look at the future with great hope, knowing that the God who brought victory over death has already filled our life with one victory after another. And the writer of Hebrews says that ought to help us not only stand in the face of suffering, but to stand with those who are suffering. Because we remember the nature of God. And today we live life. And some have it so much easier than they once had it. Some have it so much worse than they once had it. But when we stand together, last night in our Bible study here at Deer Run, we were working through the book of Acts. We were in Acts chapter 4. And it says that the believers were of one heart and one mind. They were in unity, and they stood together so that there was not a needy person among them. Those that had shared with those that did not. And not just the financial stuff of life. But those that were not suffering stood with those that were so that they all could endure. Those who had belongings shared with those who did not so that they all had what they needed. It's remembering the victories of God that help us to share those victories with others. It's one of the difficulties when we begin to believe that we are self-made men, self-made people, that everything that we've done, everything we've accomplished, everything that we've accumulated, we've done on our own. It creates an attitude that I shouldn't have to share. And when we remember the victories, we must take the time to remember that God has brought us to the point that we're at. God gave us the wisdom to do the things we've done. He's given us the strength to accomplish the work that we've done. He's given us the work itself. So we learn to help others according to their need. Again, not always what they want. You look at the apostles and they would be approached by people wanting things that were not really what was needed. The greatest need that any of us have, the greatest need that any person that we encounter will have, is Jesus. And so we take the present circumstances and we remember the victories that God has accomplished and we find ways to share Jesus. And we stand in the midst of suffering. We stand with those that are suffering because we know that victory is coming. And today, we live life. You may be on top of the world. You may be in the pits of despair. Likely, you're somewhere in between. But wherever you find yourself today, remember the victories. Be encouraged. Encourage others. Share in those victories, share in those stories, share in the good news of Jesus. Share the great hope. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You've given each of us stories, not just made-up stories, but real encounters with a living God, with you, that has brought light, that has brought victory, that has brought deliverance to our life. You have walked with us and lifted us from the despairs of this world time and time again. And when they reoccur, we often forget that we've already been there. You've already delivered us. You have the power, the ability, the desire. And help us to reach out to you as we remember the victories that you have already done. And Father, at the top of that list, may we continually remember the victory of Jesus over death. The victory accomplished on the cross, not just over his death, but over the death of sin, the penalty that we deserved. And Father, as we remember the victories, may we be not only empowered, but motivated to stand with those who suffer, to share that victory, to share the stories, the encounters of how you've helped us. And Father, sometimes we need to share those stories with ourselves because we forget. And we slide into the depths of despair. We become frantic on what's going to happen next. And so, God, help us to take on that attitude of Paul, who saw the present struggles of this age as light and momentary when compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing you. May we take those times of struggle and use them to draw closer to you. When we find ourselves without the things that we want, without the things we need or believe we need, may it drive us to a greater dependence on you, a greater walk with you, a greater desire to be in fellowship with you. And Father, may all of that help in the way that we interact with one another. That when we forget, we would be reminded by others, but when others forget, that we would be their companion in this walk through life. That we would share those stories and be those reminders in a way that's not condescending or arrogant, but in a way that's useful. In a way that builds up each person according to their need. And Father, as we remember the victories, may we continually lift up Jesus as the source, the author, the originator of all of those victories. And as we lift him up, may many be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.